Simen Ches, Seif Ches. Yesh min ha-gedoylem, shehoiru. There are gedoylem that paskin the gam ois shenechtav b'shtei ksivas, that even an ois that's written in two ksivas, kegoin mem psucha shenistama, for instance, a mem psucha that became closed on the bottom, ukadoyme, ein dai ligra ha-chelek ha-sheni shenifsa levadoy. We said previously that meyikar adin, when you have a ois that's written in two ksivas, and it became puzzle only after the second ksiva, or during the second ksiva, that you only have to erase the second part. So he's saying that there are gedolim that held that that is not enough. El tzrichin ligroid kol ha'ois, but you have to erase the entire ois, meaning the first part as well. Ulekosve mechadosh, and rewrite the whole thing. V'chein yesh lahachmir lechatchila. And one should be machmir lechatchila hecha de'efsher when passable for this shita. Azoy paskin to get poshut, and the tshuvas zichrin Yosef. Who are these gedolim? Says the lishkas asoyfer and sifkotin tes b'shtei ksivos kagoyin mem. Zuhi das harab evrom tzarfati b'tshuvas hamaral bach v'haradach b'tshuva. There's a back and forth between Rav Avram Tzarfati and the Maral Bach in the tshuvas Maral Bach. And the Radach holds this way as well. The Hatam, the reason is, ki afshin asu mishtei ksivos, even though the mem, or whichever ois it may be, was written in two separate ksivos, mikol mokim, nevertheless, harei hein nasin laguf echod. Once they became attached, so the fact that it was written in two ksivos is irrelevant. Lamaisa, now it's one. So that's by any regular ois. Aval beheve kuf, shehein mishtei ksivos nifrodois. But by a hey and a kuf, where the two ksivas are not connected to each other, maidi, even Rabbi Avram Tzarfati and the Radach would be maida, dim nidbak haregel, that if the regel becomes nidbak to the gag of the kuf, or the hey, dai ligroid as haregel luchud. It's enough to erase just the regel. Ulokosvei mechadosh, and rewrite it. Shekein kosev b'tshuvas Ramban, simen resh lamed vov, v'ach b'maram al shakar, Simen Hey, Mevi Das Rashi, the Maram al Shakar in Simen Hey, who holds like Rabbi Avram Tzarfati and the Radach, he brings Das Rashi, Shagam Beheva Kuf, Shanid Bekuraglayan, Srichen Ligroid Kolois. He holds that Rashi holds that even in this case, by a Hey and a Kuf, you would have to erase the entire thing. Avol Nechtov, but the Enoklech of Rashi, meaning Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, Cholku Alav, they argued on Rashi. So Memela, he's saying even the Machmirim, in the case of a Hey and a Kuf, they would be Mekel. Seif Tes, Im Moshach Gaga Shel Chof Pshuta Ad Shehi Doime L'Resh. Let's say a Sefer was meant to write a Chof Pshuta, and he stretched it so much on the Gag side that it looks more like a Resh, or it looks like a Resh, rather than looking like a Chof. In such a case, tzarech ligroid es hagag, you have to erase the gag of the chaf, ad sheloi tishoi rak tzuras vav, until you just have a roish like a vav, v'im ira kein v'shem elekecha, and if such a thing should happen to the end of chaf of the word elekecha, ayin lakamon simen yud beis, sif yud gimel, where he discusses that shayla. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Seif Kotten Yud, Ad Sheloi Tishoer, you have to erase it until all you're left with is a Rosh of Avav. Hamagan Avram, B'Simen Lamed Beis, Seif Kotten Chavav, Kosev B'Shem HaRi HaLevi, Simen Pei Aleph. Hamagan Avram brings from the Ri HaLevi, Limchaik as Kol HaGag. You have to erase the entire Gag. In other words, he said you have to leave only a Rosh like Avav. Abizok there, that the Ri HaLevi says you have to erase the entire Gag. V'Prima Godem Kosev, but the Prima Godem explains the Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Kol hagag, ela ad shalai tishar tzurasa, just means you have to be mevatel the tzura, meaning that the Rosh of Avav would be enough. Even the Ri HaLevi would hold that way. V'reisi b'chidushe ha'goin Rabbi Kiva Eger Zatzal, shakosav delafi ma shakosav b'shulchan aruch. According to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh also dalet. That a Rosh that's made like a dalet tzarech ligroit kula, you have to erase the whole ois. Gam kan tzarech ligroit kol ois Chof, Ayin, Shom. According to the Shulchan Aruch, who says that when you're supposed to write a Resh, and you made a Dalet, you have to erase the whole Resh. So Memela over here, when you made an Endachof, like a Resh, you would have to erase the whole Endachof. Lefiani estaiti, das Magen Avram deshani hacha. Says the Lishka, I'm not so sure. I think the Magen Avram would hold that in the case of a wide chaf, it's different. Afshehi doimel reish, even though it looks like a reish, mikol makam herei ruuya he lasis mimena chaf. It could still be turned into a chaf, kashim sheiches a regel yoiser. The afim ain makim lamashchan, even if there's no room to stretch it, to say for Torah lamashal, and the bottom line was already written, and now there's no room to pull the leg down. Mikol makam yesh kan miktsas chaf. Nevertheless, you still have part of a chaf over here. V'lochein ain tzrichin ligroit kula. You don't have to erase the whole thing. Elo lekalkal tzurasa. In other words, by the resh where you made a dalet, so the resh is mekulkal. It's not a resh anymore. Hashenkin over here by a chaf that you made like a resh, it could still be turned into a chaf theoretically. Shuvra isi sheken kaza b'sefer yad efrayim. Elashem lo hei yamakim. But regarding the case where there's no room to pull it down because the bottom line was already written and it's blocking it, lim sheikh haseregel yaser, hiniach b'tzarech iyan, ayin sham. But in principle, the Beis Ephraim, the Yad Ephraim, would also agree that the case of a chaf written like a reish is different than the case of a reish written like a dalet, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ayin si'if ha-shachar zev, si'if kotten hei, where this is going to be discussed. U'b'tshuva zichron yosef, si'if kotten hei, where it was discussed, and the si'if kotten achar zev, where it's going to be discussed. B'shut zichron yosef simen gimel, kosev l'das ha-taz b'yaradeya simen reish ayin gimel, si'if kotten dalet, de'b'kof me'elekecha, al yimchik rak ha-gag. If it's a chof of elekecha, so then only erase the gag. U'b'shar chof, but if it's a different chof, not a shem Hashem, yimchay kula, so then one should erase the entire chaf. Says the Kesas HaSeifer, Seif Yud. Yimta v'kosev hei b'makam ches. What if a Seifer wrote a hei when he was meant to have written a ches? Yoyser toiv ligreid kol a hei. In such an instance, ideally, one should erase the entire hei. U'b'di'evet, yimtikein v'oifen ze shegorad es haregel shelo. The gamas hagag ad shalay nishar mimenu rak ma'at. B'dievet, if the cipher was metakin it in a case where he erased the regel, meaning the nakuda, the regel smoli, and also erased the gag until there's just a little bit left from the gag, for regel yamin kitzuras vav a zayin, and now the regel yamin looks like a vav or a zayin, v'yachar kach kosav mitzad smoil zayin, and then he made a zayin on the left, v'chibruf. The chibron b'chatei teres, and he attached it b'chatei teres. Gam kein kosher, that's also acceptable. The kevan she'anu machshirin b'di'evet ches b'loi chatei teres, because since l'maisa we hold that a ches without chatei teres is still kosher. Im kein k'shenechtevo hadalet shel hay. So when he made the dalet of the hay, loi nechtevo b'psul. It's not really a psul. Ki hoyser ru'uya lasis mimenu ches pshuta. He could have made a ches pshuta like Rashi. Now it's just like he said before. That an endachaf that's like a resh, really, it's still part of an endachaf. So too, a dalid is part of a ches, pshuta, of Rashi. So therefore, you would not really have to erase the whole thing. V'kevan shalei nechteva hadalid b'psul, since a dalid was not written b'psul, ein mina achreich lagarda kula, you don't have to erase the entire dalid, ela mashatzrichan l'taken, you just have to take off enough to make it into a vav or a zayin, and then that would be enough erasure, and one would be able to, at that point, be mashlim the ches in the normal fashion. Se'if yud aleph, im asa ches ba'ofen zeh. What if a sefer made a ches in the following fashion? Shekosav dalet v'zayin v'chatei teres al gabein. Instead of making a zayin and a zayin, he made a dalet and a zayin. Im da'im dibek es ketzei hayamin shel ha'chatei teres b'tzad yamin shel ha'dalet, if he attached the edge of the right part of the chatei teres to the right part of the dalet, the hainu kenega the regel hayamani kazeh, that he had it near the right roish. In other words, it's in the spot where a regular ches would be attached, and the rest of the dalet is sticking out to the left of the point where the chatei teres is attached. So in such a case, yesh letakna ligroid min hadalet, he could just take off the extra shtickle of the dalet ad shetas hazayin until the dalet reverts to a zayin v'kosher, and it's going to be kosher af betfilin u'mezuzos af la'achar shekosev la'alon. It's not going to be a problem of shalei kesidron v'lo having mishum zeh shalei kesidron. Why? Kevan she'enei tzarech letakin al yedei ksiva. Because we know that Shaloi Kesidron is only a problem when you have to be Metakin El Yedei Ksiva. You're adding something that wasn't there before, that's Shaloi Kesidron. But over here, he doesn't have to correct it through writing. Memela, there's not going to be any problem of Shaloi Kesidron. Aval im chiber es ha-chatei teres b'tzad ha-smoli shal ha-dalet kazeh. But if the chatei teres are attached to the left edge of the roish of the dalet, so in that case, tzrichen ligroid kula. You have to erase the entire ches. Oy l'chol ha-pachis ha-chatei teres v'ha-gag shal ha-dalet. Or at least you have to erase the chatei teres and the gag of the dalet. Ad shaloi yishoi rak kemoi zayin. V'yachar kach yaseh es chatei teres. And then you can put on the chatei teres. Ubetfilin and mezuzah im kosev la'alon shuv ein la'takona. If you're writing tefillin and mezuzahs and you wrote vaitas, then obviously it can't be fixed, because when you take off the chatei teres and the rosh of the dalet, so now you don't have a tzuras ches. It's going to be a problem of shalei kesidron when you're mashlim the ois. Ve'ein chilek b'kol zeh bein she'oses ha'dalet mitzad yamin ve'es ha'zayin mitzad smol b'nipcha. And in all of the above, it doesn't make a difference if the dalet is on the right and the zayin is on the left, or if the zayin is on the right and the dalet is on the left. In all these cases, the din will be the same. Says the Lishkas HaSefer Sifkot Nyur Aleph, Yesh Takona Ligroid, Ken Kosev HaMogen Avram. In the case of the dalet, he said before, where the chatei teres is attached on the extreme right, so in other words, in the spot where it normally is connected, you could just erase the extra part of the dalet. Azoy Zok, the Mogen Avram, B'simin Lamed Bov, Sifkot and Gimel, B'shem Oiles Tomid. B'Shulchan Aruch Shel Hagoyin Marash, said Sal, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Kosev B'Pshitus, he says, as a Dover Poshet, Shem Osa Ches Dalet Zayin, that if one would have written a ches like a dalet and a zayin im chatei teres, psula, such a ches is going to be possible. But tefillin ein lo takona, cannot be fixed at all. For lo yadati lama, says the Lishka, I don't understand why he holds it can't be fixed. Memele, you want to say it's possible is one thing, but to say it can't be fixed, for ulai have a kashile, perhaps what was bothering the Shulchan Aruch HaRav was the kushyas ha-prima godim. Shekosav, that the prima godim asked the following kasha. V'yesh l'tmoya. The imkain have a chak toiches kol she'ena oise meise begufa ois v'loy mevatel tzurasai. It l'chayra over here should be a problem of chak toiches when he erases the extra part of the ches, because he didn't do anything to the ois to change the tzura. He wasn't mevatel tzura either. He just took off the part that was passeling it. So that should be chak toiches. So maybe that's what was bothering the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Aval ha-machza ha-shekel kosa, but the machza ha-shekel, he's not bothered by this kasha. Why? Because he writes, v'zeh l'shoinei, v'hode mahani mechikas k'tzas ha-dalad. The reason why it helps, v'loi be'inon she'yimchoi kol ha-dalad. The reason is as follows. T'ho be'inon she'yimchoi kol ma she'nase b'psul. Be'etzem, what's the problem over here? We have to erase everything that was written b'psul. V'ha-dalad kula nechtava b'psul. And so l'chayra over here, the Prima Godim is asking that you have to erase the whole dalet, because the whole dalet is nechta v'psul. But says the Masa Shekel, zeh einai, it's not true. The ain psul ba'asiyas ha-dalet, there's no psul over there. The ha-yiboyi k'shekosav ha-yagoymer ha-ches k'das rashi. Because if he wanted to, he could have just written a rashi ches al yedei makel. He could have just stuck on a chatei teres like a rashi tag, and that would have been it. Afal gav the hashta osa b'tzad smol zayin v'osa ki Rabbeinu Tam. So even though over here on the left, what did he do? He made a zayin like Rabbeinu Tam. Mikol makim hadalad nechtava b'hechsha. Nevertheless, there's no nechtava b'psul on the dalad. Da afilu osa k'ches shel rashi haya kosher, because he could have made a rashi ches. Memela, you can't say that just because he made a zayin on the left and put chatei teres on top, that now, retroactively, the dalet was nechtav b'psul. It's not so, because when he made the dalet, it was nechtav b'kashrus. V'chein mashmer b'tshuvas avodas ha-gershuni, simen pei beis, ad kan l'shoinei. So as I zok the masa shekel, which answers the kasha of the prima godim, which may have been bothering the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. V'ayim b'tshuvas avodas ha-gershuni, shadayte l'hachshir, ches midalet v'zayin b'li shum tikin. If you have a look in the Avodas HaGeshuni, he holds it doesn't have to even be fixed at all if he made a dalet and a zayin. V'ayin tshuva zichron Yosef simen yud ches, that he also is melamed zchus on the seifrim that make a dalet and a zayin, and he says that it's b'diavad going to be kosher. וכן מחצוסי בתשובס מאגד מרשס, סימן א', תשובס בנוי, להכשר חס בזה, and the מאגד מרשס, התשובה from his son, he also is מחשר החס, that's a דלת and a זיין. ונהידה ענן פסלינון ולוי תיקון, and even though we hold that it's possible, I think it's supposed to say beloy tikein when it wasn't fixed, imloy b'shabbos, mikol mokem, moyel hagreda ve'en bo'y mishum chak toichos. Or perhaps it is supposed to say beloy tikun. Now, as we hold it's possible as long as it hasn't been fixed. Beloy tikein. Shine, whatever. But the point is that we hold that a dalet and a zayin is going to be possible. And it can be fixed. On Shabbos, it doesn't have to be fixed. You can continue laning. Mikol mokem, moyel hagreda, but avade could be fixed. Ve'en bo'y mishum chak toichos. V'kein kasa b'sefer lo David emes, as Isaac the Chida, and Simon Yud Gimel. V'zeh lo shaynei, the Chida says, im b'shabes nimtze b'kriya sefer Torah ches kimen dalet v'zayin, o yipcha zayin v'dalet, hafucha, either way, kosher. V'achar Shabbos yigoyed min adalet ad sheyasena zayin, ad kan lo shaynei. So you see that the Chida is also makel like the keses, that you could just fix it by scraping off the extra part, even though, until you do that, we're going to hold that it's possible. Ayin le'el simin hey betzuras ois ches. That over there he says that when you have a wide gag, the chatei teres is nifsala. Betzarach loymer dekan lehave gag rochav. Because what he's bavarning is that l'chayra, if a ches with wide chatei teres is not kosher, so then you're going to have a technical problem that when you scrape away the extra part of the dalet, when you made a dalet and a zayin, so now the chatei teres is going to be wide. So he says it must be talking about a case where it's not too spread far apart. Says the kesa sefer seif yud beis im kosav shin bedalet roshim. For sefer wrote a shin instead of with three roshim, he wrote a shin with four roshim. Afsha atinik yedei lekroisa. Even though a tinik recognizes the ois, mikol mokem ein takana ligroid yud achas. You can't get away with just taking off one of the heads and leaving a three-headed shin. So you have to be mevatel the entire tzura of the shin, and then you could rewrite it afterwards. The im loikein, because if you're not going to do that, the shin, when you take off one head, is going to be niskasher al yedei chak toiches. Ubitfilin ha-mezuzos, im kosav lahalon ein la takona. Mishum sheyia shaloi kisidron. So Mamela, he's paskening chad v'chalak that a shin with four roshim is a psul.